There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
As you brush your shoes.
Oh, getting ready! Yeah, we're going to get all purdy. We're going to go to the Freedom Summit starting tonight. You know, we got some a great lineup, and Mike Wasden has been coordinating, getting it all together. He's out there at attorneysforfreedom.com with Mark J. Victor. And we got a long list of goodies and people to talk about and things that are going on. And Mr. Mike Wasden, longtime friend, is going to tell us all about it. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hello, Ernest. How are you this morning?
I am more than wonderful. I'm looking forward to Freedom Summit. We had the Project Arizona kids in here, you know, from all over the world. You know, we had three of them in. You know, they were on, it was the guys from Poland, Ukraine, Russia, and Mexico City. And, you know, they're going to be, and then they got some other guys from Venezuela. They got one from Nepal. Seriously, Nepal?
We know that. You know, one of them is an intern here at the firm.
Yeah, he was telling me about that. I think it's the Nepal girl, isn't it?
Yeah, Camellia.
So
I might be saying the name wrong.
I'm glad they're going to get exposed. We had a really good conversation. We went long there yesterday. All right, this year's Freedom Summit. You know, start going over real quick. Let's go over who's speaking, what's going on. Tell me every little old thing. First thing is freedomsummit.info, freedomsummit.com. You go there and you get your tickets and go, and it's tonight. You're here in the Phoenix area. You just go down and hang with the boys and kind of what's up. So let's go ahead and tell what's going on.
Well, you know, we try to make this an annual event. You know, you and Mark are the ones that founded this thing many eons ago, and it's been quite a big success. Last year was a really good success. We had some good speakers here last year. Jeffrey Tucker was here. David Friedman, who, of course, is Milton's son. Maj Ture was here. Maj is coming back. In fact, I just heard from Maj. He's on the way in. He will be back to speak this year. But we got a great lineup of speakers this year. We have Richard Boddy, who was at one of the former earlier Freedom Summits, I believe, like early 2000. I think he was one of the earlier ones.
Yeah, no, we had Dick Boddy a long time ago. He ran for president, you know, for Libertarian nomination back in the early 2000. I think he was ran against Andre Moreau back in 92 or something. And so he's been the Black Avenger kind of for libertarian thing and, you know, embracing that.
He's got a self-proclaimed title, and this is his title. I didn't give it to him. He calls himself the first Black Libertarian. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm going to...
The first one anybody knew about.
I'm going to take him at his word. If he says that, then good enough for me. We have Dr. Colin Campbell coming. Of course, T. Colin Campbell is the one that wrote The China Study. And it's a book that Mark read and was very much taken in by it and caused him to change his dietary habits and become a vegan. And it's all about whole food diets. He's going to be speaking at the event. We have another doctor. Let's turn it into a doctor's event here. Dr. Rick Fisher. You, of course, know him as well.
Yeah.
We'll be speaking at the event as well. And he's going to give a talk on how did we get here from the Big Bang to modern times. We got, like I said, Maj is coming back, and he's going to give his talk. It's All Gun Control is Racist. He's going to tell you why that is. We have Robert Hockensmith, who's an accountant, who's going to be given IRS tips, tax tips, at this. 52 ways you can save money on your taxes. Not that we like taxes, but if we have to pay them and we have a gun held to our head, it'd be nice to know we can save a little money maybe from keep them from stealing as much as they would like to steal, let's say.
Yeah.
And Mark will be speaking at the event. His topic is rethinking libertarianism. He's going to tell you he's got some new ideas about libertarianism, and you guys have got it all wrong, and he's going to tell you about
it. Oh, yeah, he'll tell us about it. He shouldn't scare the horses. I mean, whatever.
We got D.D. Garcia-Blaise, who's coming in. She's going to give a talk on immigration, and she's got some ideas on how to fix that nightmare. Then we've got Dan Barker coming in. He's a former evangelical Christian minister who's now an atheist. He's also the president, or actually the co-president, of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So he's going to give a talk on the Battle of Church and State, and then after that, later tomorrow, as the event comes to a close, he's going to do a debate with somebody named Eric Lounsbury. They're going to debate the existence of God, the case for and against God is what it's going to be called. And that ought to be interesting.
They've done this before, and I'm like, all right. I'm just, you know, is there a God or who cares? I mean, it's an individual thing. I don't want, God and making law. Hell, I don't want laws. So, I mean, you know, whatever. But
that's what this debate is. Look, it's one-sided view. We're going to give both sides, let both people talk and give their opinions, and let the audience decide. We're libertarians. We don't tell people what to think.
Well, before it was George Smith. You know, and this other guy, I remember years ago, and I watched it, the video later as a Friday night thing, and I went to my son's football game because I'm like, I don't, because the debate was on the existence of God. What? Who cares? I'm like, you know, what impact? What can we, you know?
You could say the same thing if we're having a debate on libertarianism, right? Somebody might say, "Who cares?" You know.
All right, whatever.
And let people decide for themselves. Like whatever. I said, we're libertarians. We're not going to tell you.
Okay, now when is that? That's going to be Saturday afternoon night.
Saturday. That'll be closing down the summit on Saturday. That'll be the last thing. So people can stay for it if they want, or they don't have to. It's the end of the summit. If you don't want to listen, you can.
Well, the one panel that I'm interested in, the speaker, is the one right before that.
Okay. Let me look real quick, because I don't have this.
It's Bill Montgomery!
Oh, that's a speaker panel. We're having a speaker panel with Bill Montgomery, Mark Victor, and
Robert McWhirter or something.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for filling that in. Yeah.
Well, Bill Montgomery
what you've got is you've got a conservative Bill Montgomery, a libertarian Mark Victor, and a liberal McWhirter.
Yeah, but what's Bill Montgomery's official position?
Yeah, they're going to say how to fix the justice
system. No, what's his shiny badge? What's Bill Montgomery's shiny badge? Come on.
Oh, you're coming into it with preconceived thoughts. Come on, Ernie.
What's his shiny badge? He's county attorney. Yeah. Maricopa County attorney going to be talking about. Well, the thing is, we've known Bill when Mark is kind of, you know, and there he is right there. You got the video. Yeah, he's big conservative. You know, he was like a tank commander and go whip ass. And we just pass a law and put everybody in jail. And then we be all peace and stuff. And Mark is wanting to debate him or anybody, prosecutor, elected, bring it on, man. And they got to debate him at an ASU event on the drug war that he didn't want videotaped, and which I sat in the front row and did it anyway, try and stop me. So this is a really interesting summit for a lot of, you know, a lot of these issues that we find near and dear. But I tell you, it's building up to, that was good to put that. You're going to keep me there all day, damn it. You know, plus, you know, I'm MCing, so that probably has something to do with it.
We've also got Dr. Zudi Jasser coming in. He's going to give a talk on freedom's only hope against the world's Islamic establishment.
Okay, now Zudi, tell people what's bona fides on Zudi. He's Islamic kind of.
He's an American Muslim.
There he is, right there.
He actually is a Muslim, but he is actually advocating for peaceful, you know, Muslims to, you know, he doesn't side with these radical Muslims. Whatever you want, everybody's got their own opinion on this, I guess. You know. Whatever you want to say, some would say they're all radical. I don't know. You know,
well, he's got a lot of national attention because here's a Muslim guy saying, yeah, there are radical Muslims and they all must be dealt with because, you know, freedom and stuff. So he has an audience. There's I've been hearing him speak for a long time.
Zudi is very, very, him and Bill are actually good friends, too. We come at Bill Montgomery. They're good friends. he's got a good following. He's got a lot of people. I've gotten a lot of emails from people asking, how do you get tickets? I hear Zudi's going to be there, you know, and so he's one of the draws of this. So definitely he's got a big following.
Well, I have big protests for all I know.
Then we got this guy, Ernest Hancock. He's going to be emceeing the whole thing. I don't know what he's about, but you know, Ernie's got a big mouth. But
freedom's the answer. What's the question? Yeah, I'm only allowed, I'll allow myself maybe, 30-second introductions. Think I can keep to it?
Huh? No, I got that.
Yeah, sure I can. We'll be having a lot of fun. And tonight, we'll talk about what's going to happen, like tonight, this afternoon. Get ready to go down, be somebody. Tell everybody what they can do. Go get Freedom Summit tickets. freedomsummit.com.info. Go there, and you'll have access to the schedule and everything.
Are you tired of governments murdering people?
Yes, I am. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to answer the question that was asked in the opening where you said, you know, the two types of people, those who want to be left alone and those who won't leave you alone. I was going to answer that question. Yes, I want to be left alone, but you kind of got right into the show there.
Yeah, no. You can say whatever you want. We come back. I got to run to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back.
All right.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
The Shire Free Church offers a sanctuary to those seeking an escape from state churches.
The Shire Free Church is an interfaith, diverse group of people that may not share identical theological beliefs. As a member in or minister of the Shire Free Church, you are a sovereign individual and may be the faith of your choice.
We don't claim to have all of the answers.
We are open to all peaceful people.
We want to learn from each other.
What unifies the Shire Free Church and its diverse members is peace,
love, and liberty. There are many paths to God, one for every individual.
The Shire Free Church does not define a specific path beyond those parameters that must be your foundation.
Peace as your way,
love as your guide,
and liberty as your light.
Learn more at church.shiresociety.com.
That's church.shiresociety.com.
That's church.shiresociety.com. You know what the benefit of that is? Their whole network, their house, their studio, and everything is a religious write-off, I'm sure. So there's.
Are you talking to me, or is this part of the commercial?
Is there a God? What? Who gives? That is the stupidest. That for me, I'm just, you know, I have no idea why that is even an issue. Why?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Ernie, you know where I stand. I mean, I've never been pretended to be anything other than what I am. I'm an atheist. I go right into it.
I know, but it's like you're atheist. Nobody knows the Bible more than a fallen Catholic. I mean, you know, they want to tell you all the game. I go, don't matter. Don't care. You're assuming I give a crap what the Bible says anyway. You know, I'm just that's this deity discussion thing is a personal thing, or you got experience or not, or you're just, you know, you're imagining of kind of going, why does it matter? I mean, I'm not.
Well, I posted a video on my Facebook earlier. I'm going to send it to you. It's by Sam Harris, and of course, you know who Sam Harris is.
The screamer?
One of the most brilliant people on the planet, in my opinion. But he did a video on the truth about God, and it's about a 10-minute video where he just covers some things out of the Bible and all. Just watch it and see what you think. You know, I mean, it's worth listening to. Now, you know, does this answer anything? Does this solve anything? No. I mean, this, of course, doesn't. You know, still, we don't know. No one knows. I mean, I'll admit I don't know myself. I'm just going by what sounds reasonable to me, and
yeah, no, you know me. I'm a logical, reasonable. I'm kind of, you know, and you're going to go, see, the Bible says this. I go, you're assuming I give a crap what it says. I mean, exactly. Why is that even have anything? I'm anyway, you know, enough about that, because God.
Anyway,
man.
Yeah, let's don't get into that. Let's leave that for the debate tomorrow night.
All right, here we go.
ShireSociety.com.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Mr. Mike Wazin, an independence declaring kind of guy. You know, he's been working hard on this for, God, man, you've been months on this thing. So we got...
We start in June. We started in June preparing for this event like we did last year. We start 6 months in advance because we have to line up all the speakers and get caterers in. You know, this is a big event. It includes meals to people who get tickets. There's meals, there's dinner, breakfast, and lunch served. It's catered in, and it's a really nice event.
All right, so, well, give me the spiel tonight. What people expect? They go in to get their ticket, and it's how much for their ticket?
If you get it online, right now is the last day to get it. It's $175 online. If you try to come to the door, it's going to be $200. That's the incentive to get the tickets early.
All right, so that gives me what? Tonight.
Basically, you got until 4 p.m. This registration table opens at 4 p.m. Dinner is served from 4:30 to 6. During the dinner, we're going to have speakers. So,
okay, 4:30 to 6, that's a big-ass buffet table. They keep feeding it or something? What are you talking about?
It's catered in. It's going to be a catered dinner. There's going to be caterers that come and serve everybody a nice dinner on a real plate, not a paper plate type thing. And it's going to be a real dinner. And so you've got a choice. I think there are, if I remember right, there are three choices. There's going to be a chicken dinner, a beef dinner, and a vegan or vegetarian choice too. So.
Yeah, because Mark's gone all veggie because we have the other gentleman that's speaking, Dan Barker, isn't it?
Dan Barker, yeah.
Yeah, did the China study, which I read.
No. Oh, you're talking about Colin Campbell now.
Oh, Campbell. Okay, that's Campbell. Yeah, okay, Campbell. And he wrote the China study, which Mark made me read. I mean, you know, you got to read it or you're going to die.
Mark made everyone read that.
And
Mark should, you know, talking of religion earlier, Mark should have been a preacher. I mean, he...
Definitely. What, he's not?
Could you see him standing on the corner with a Bible in his hand screaming at people that they're sinners as they drive by?
Yeah, if he stood on a soapbox, I might see him. The that was low. The what happens, Mark is evangelist about anything, whatever the next evangelizing Mark thing is. But I remember it was Campbell spoke at, we were at Doug Casey's Era Society in Aspen. And he spoke there and got to spend a lot of time with him. He read the book, and he's all over it. And Mark used to be a big carnivore. I'm a weightlifter, bench press, 300-pound
breed. I've eaten more steak and ribs with Mark than probably anybody.
But he's now gone, you know, totally vegan, and which is ironic because for the last 3 weeks or so, I've gone totally carnivore. And I've done a lot of juicing.
Keto? Keto? What do they call that?
No, well, keto diet, you do what – it's just – beef. There was a lot of that's a long story. The reason is you know, just trying, you know, I had, you know, some kind of skin rashes going on, some autoimmune. I just wasn't feeling right, and I came across a Jordan Peterson video where he talked about a lot of the stuff was cured by just going pure beef. And Greg Tivenin, you know, our friend, has grass-fed beef that we got a bunch from, and I go, well, hell, I got grass-fed organic, I know good beef. I'll just do it with that, you know. Until
you
it's
don't
gone.
Eat any vegetables,
nothing, just beef. Done.
Are you
water,
serious?
Bulletproof, and beef. Done. Cured
Funny.
A bunch of stuff, man.
Not to get into that on this.
Cured
show,
a bunch of stuff.
You must be constipated, like no end without any.
No, it kind of goes the other way because it's a lot of protein. But the it's you know, this is the, and I've done the, you know, the juicing, just doing the vegetable thing and so on. I'm just to each their own, and they do for different reasons of whatever. I'm just trying it, and it, but it's working, you know. I mean, I'm, and for now, I mean, it could change in a week, but I mean, you know, so
you're losing weight.
Yeah. No, and I tell you the big thing, absolutely no hunger. I eat once a day, and I'm just like, I'm not hungry. It's amazing. But
you know, I tried that Atkins diet back in the 90s when it was a big thing.
Yeah, it's not the same.
First day or two was fine. The third day, I was so just completely, ugh.
Well, I tell you what, you know,
you're not getting stuff you need. You know, you're not getting the carbs and stuff
you
need.
Well, see, all that nutrient gets concentrated in the flesh, you know? And then you have, I can do bacon, tuna fish, and beef, and a lot of times, because we got our own eggs, bacon and eggs, I have two strips of bacon and two eggs. If I do that like late morning, early afternoon, I'm just not hungry. I mean, it just does.
Hey, man, I hope it works.
Well,
yeah, I didn't
so
want to
far,
go on a sidetrack here, because
so
we were talking about feet.
Well, see, it's just like, you know, is there a God or not? You know, is it vegetarian or carnivore, you freaking heathen, you know?
You know, tell Campbell about this when you see him at the summit. Tell him about your diet. I'd be interested to know what he thinks about it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's going to say whatever. I don't care.
Well, you know he's not going to agree for sure. But
you know, you might be surprised. You might be surprised. There's different reasons for different things. And The carbs are really a problem for a lot of people. And me, I love me some croissants. I mean, it's like, I'm going, but what if I get a triple meat Burger King croissant? And they go, yeah, without the croissant. I'm like, oh, but I need that.
So you eat it, like you get a burger, no bun, that sort of thing?
Yeah, no, I just make, I mean, no, literally, I just take a patty or just grind it up and, you know, cook it of Greg's meat, and I just eat that with a bunch of salt, you know, salt's good. Yeah, Himalayan salt, and I just eat that and I'm not hungry. I mean, I'm not enjoying the meals. I mean, I'm not like, and it's not like I never cheat. I went to a Mexican restaurant with Donna a few days ago, and also, you know, to see where my grandson works and so on, but it was, I've been pretty good about it, and it's dropping. I dropped another 10 pounds. Dude, I'm not big, like I give a crap about my weight, but I do care about how I feel. And, you know, and you can see in hair and nails and eyes and skin, you know, how things are going. And I've been done a lot of that. I used to do a lot of juicing, except for the last month. I just kind of stopped that to do the beef thing. And it was a lot of the symptoms that Jordan Peterson was on Rogan's show, talk about him and his daughter. And I go, you know, that sounds a lot like this. I'll give that a shot. And then within 3-4 days, I started seeing the improvement. I'm going, all right, well, I'll do that for a while, see what's up.
Well, don't tell Mark about it, man. He'll beat you over the head with a pen.
I know. It's going to be good. It's going to be, you know, carnivore, vegetarian, and is there a God, man? It's going to be blood on the walls.
You got a little bit of everything here, you know. We've got some good speakers. We always manage to bring in good speakers, as you know. And this year's no exception.
You know, Maj Touré, you know, he's the Black Guns Matter, you know.
Yeah.
We got, he kind of inspired me. We have a T-shirt, Black Flags Matter, you know. So it's it talks about how gun control is racist, you know, and that these people in the inner city and so on should be able to defend themselves because the man ain't coming to help them, you know.
Well, and, you know that it is, if you go back to the history of gun control, it is about racist.
Absolutely.
Just like the drug war, you know, that was also racist. And they both are rooted in racism. You know, it was to keep a certain type of person or individual or ethnic group down. That's what it was, what these things were all about. And
I got to spend some
of that in his talk, and everybody who doubts that would see that when he's done, he's right.
No, he does a really good job. I got to spend some time with him. I think it was last year. I got him at the airport, and we got to hang and have him on the show, and so on. And I really like him. He's doing it for the right reasons and the right way.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. I liked him the moment we saw him speak years ago at an event, and that's when I first leaned over to Mark and said, "We need to get him for the Freedom Summit." Mark agreed.
Yeah, no, I'm not, man.
Where we are.
Well,
yeah, Freedom Summit tonight. If anybody wants the last-minute ticket, you got just a few more hours. Go online, freedomsummit.com or freedomsummit.com.
Well, fortunately, we're going to be done by 8, because that's the problem we always have.
Like 4 to 8 tonight. Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow goes from early morning. We serve breakfast at 7 a.m. tomorrow, and then we get right into the speakers.
Then it goes all the way till, you know, 5:30, and then we just hang. But it's what's always been the problem at Freedom Summits is you're always up late, or we go into a third day, and it's just like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. But this is, we get out, you start early, you get out at 8 o'clock, and you get home, get to bed, get there early, boom, you get a full day of goodie. You know, and it's always a good time. I appreciate it. Now, where is it at? Where's it located?
It's going to be at the Sandra Day Senator O'Connor School of Law, the downtown campus, ASU, is...
Was it the same place it was before, last year?
Yeah, the same exact place.
Okay, yeah, that was really nice. That worked out well. They got parking,
it's downtown.
The actual address
is 111 East Taylor Street in Phoenix. And so we've got it all on the website. If you go to the website and you look at location maps, we've got everything, tickets, everything's right there, all the information.
Well, that doesn't stop people emailing me wanting to know where the whatever is.
It certainly doesn't, nor me. You know how many times I've gone, hey, can you tell me again what the schedule is? I go, oh, yeah, it's right,
yeah, it's
on
right
the
there
website.
Where it says schedule.
Go to the website, there's something that says schedule. I don't know, people are lazy. They would rather just, you know, rather than take the time to go to the website, they'd rather send me an email asking me for this information. Yeah.
I'm used to it. Well, I'm looking forward to going. You know, hold on a second. Can you yak a minute, you know, without worrying about break? We'll do that with Mike Wazin, a good friend of mine, and a long, long time good friend of Mark Victor, doing a lot of this work. We'll be right back. There, now we don't have to worry about break. The I wanted to talk Dee Dee Blase, you know, Blase? Tell Blaze, is that how you say it? You know,
Dede Garcia Blaze is her
okay,
name.
Now, what does she talk about?
It's going to be immigration. She's going to give a talk on immigration, what we need to do to fix the immigration problem.
You know, I had
In her view. In her view, what we need to do to fix the immigration problem.
You know, my old pizza restaurant partner, Richard Bella, you know, the attorney, city councilman, ex here in Glendale, he sent me an article, his idea. He wanted to get popularized. He was like, man, it's not getting enough traction. Come on, Ernie, you know, pump this idea. And his idea was is that we lease property from Mexico on their side of the border and pay them to build the wall that we would, like, you know, we would pay upkeep or something, that way we would avoid all kinds of environmental stuff and permission slips, or we just pay the Mexican government to build a wall on their side that we would kind of have some kind of control over or something. And I'm going,
You know, as libertarians, Ernie, you and I could figure out a way without a wall. What we would do is cut out all the benefits to people coming into this country.
That's not allowed to talk about.
And, you know, if you weren't coming here for the goodies, then you would only be coming here because you obviously want to make a better life for yourself and work hard. And those kind of people we don't mind having here. It's the ones that are coming here.
No, but then that would be unfair.
Commit crimes. That we'd like to keep out. But a wall isn't going to keep that out. So if we just do what I said, we could eliminate this whole problem.
That's not, but then you would have equal protection clause problems of people here from Mexico working, and the Appalachia poor sit on their ass. Trailer trash people are sitting there getting a welfare check, and you wouldn't be giving it to the Mexicans. That'd be racist.
People talk about illegal aliens taking advantage of the system. What about the legal people in this country taking advantage?
See, that's
of
my
system?
Point. You know, it's the principle can't be attacked. You know, we got to have redistribution of universal basic income crap. And I'm just going, not to disparage people that live in trailers. I mean, not that I care. But, you know, the point is that I'm going, this is a issue that is not allowed to be discussed. And it's just like, I'm glad that we're starting to get away. And that's one thing that really started, I would think, in libertarian communities and rhetoric and with the Ron Paul Evolution and all that, to where race was not an issue. You know, gender was not an issue. Freaking sexual orientation is not an issue. I mean, there's so many, we don't give a crap, it's not an issue in libertarian philosophy, which is why they got to keep it down. I had these kids from around the world, the girl from, all of them, but the one from Mexico, she's going, you say libertarian, they don't even know what the hell you mean. I go, you think I don't know what you're talking about? I was an activist in the early 90s, librarian what? I mean, you know, so we had to be real buttheads, and we kind of made a hello. Now everybody wants to redefine it, you know, but they sure as shit have heard of it. Oh, Bill Weld. Bill Weld is now, he's going Republican, run again. I'm like, you know, I got to get, hey, Donna, did you try to get Nick at all?
A couple of times.
Yeah, he ain't coming.
Yeah, I heard that Bill Weld's going to actually run against Trump for the Republican nomination.
And so. I don't care. You know, I couldn't possibly care less. It's not possible.
And I hear Hillary's going to make another stab at it, too. Boy, we just got all of them coming out.
Oh, man, I pay her extra for that. Hell yeah. You know, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. I am just so, are you freaking kidding me? This whole thing is such a, it's entertainment as hell, and I knew it would be. You know, it's getting to the point to where Frank Tamburi, next week I'm going to be in Mexico, and I was going to speak at the discussion group next week, and I got Frank to take my place on that. And, you know, I wanted him to speak on kind of countering the Mayo Clinic, you know, oncologist guy that's going on about how he loves him some big pharma. And I was like, oh God, I'm just so, Frank, go kick their ass. You take my spot and go. Well, he wants to, and they want him to talk about, you know, Trump and this cultural shift and, you know, a lot of, Ortiz, what's her face, you know, and all that. I don't care. I'm glad I'm going to be gone. I'm like, whatever, you know, because we'd get enough of that on the Trump report. But the, this Trump thing, is that you guys paying attention? You care?
Am I paying attention?
Yeah, man. He's your presidente. He's your president. Damn it.
Yeah. Look, I'm like you, man. I've been around for a lot of these circuses. So,
Well, what's the law firm do? I haven't talked to Mark since we were over there for football. You know, we missed a We had a baby reveal. Sierra, now she's having our 12th grandchild. She, hey. You know, she this is her second, and they did this hard boiled egg, and you know, half of them blue, half of them pink, and one of them was a real egg, and they're cracking on each other's heads and little Jew and all that kind of. And all of a sudden, boom! She
has 12 grandkids now.
I will, yeah.
Are you a secret Mormon or something? What is going on?
I'm secret producer. Damn, it's not so secret. But the three of them are step grandchildren for us. But he just had his little boy, and now he's the baby, and he's over a year, so he ain't gonna be baby anymore. So we got all kinds of toys and ham. You know, Jane and Butler Schaefer keep sending us all of their grandkid cool stuff that they have, and our kids, man, they go through that. It's like Christmas every time we get a box, you know, because they got all kinds of cool stuff. Because his daughter or son-in-law works for. Disney as a prop guy or something. So they're Disneyed up, which is I'm not a big fan, but you know. So we got a lot of kid crap here. The trampolines in the back and the kind of, I mean, it's it's grandma and grandpa's house. But we were there for Super Bowl with her husband's and parents, and they're really cool people. So we missed the Super Bowl. But I'm sitting there thinking of them. I'm like, I texted him after the Patriots win. I'm like, again. I mean, seriously, we've got to put up with his gloating for the rest of our life, but the and yours, all this Patriot crap, but the it was kind of a boring game, but it was fun. I mean, it was evenly matched. I thought it was entertaining. A lot of people didn't like it, but the playoffs, they've been like ties and everything. It's been a great run up to the Super Bowl. I thought it was awesome. I enjoyed it. And then last time I saw Mark was it was in the playoffs, I think, or something. So what tell the audience about the attorneyforfreedom.com, where you guys are, how's it going? Is Mark still on TV every other day?
Well, we've got a breaking, big-time, high-profile case that's going to be on the news Monday, and I can't say anything more than that. So everyone will just have to tune in and see what it's about.
Was this one that was working like, from like 5 months ago?
Don't ask me any questions because I can't talk about it.
All right.
You'll just have to wait and see.
So many of these. I mean, I tell the audience, I mean, Mark is like, he's and he knows how to play it too, because a lot of these are, even though it may not be a big, giant cash, whatever for him, it makes a good point about freedom. It's attorneysforfreedom.com. It was attorney, now it's attorneys. And
attorneys for freedom.
So he's always looking for, the good case to help make a point, because if he can get up and, like you say, be preacher and put me on TV, I'm going to tell you all about it. And they're just like, dang it, he makes good points. Shit. And the fact that he and Bill Montgomery, have become friendly. Well, tell me about Bill. Is he starting to come around on the drug war and stuff, or he just still digging his heels in?
Mark would be a better one to ask about that. I had lunch with Bill probably 2 months ago, and I didn't see him come around on it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Other issues, me and Bill see eye to eye on. Like the gun issue, Bill's pretty good about guns. He's a gun guy.
I think he's seen that that's where the wind's blowing, because it used to be if you had a citizen, when he's a county attorney, whenever you had somebody defending themselves in gun, he was looking for an opportunity to go kick ass, And
he's been pretty good with the gun. We've noticed that he's been pretty good. I mean, when a person's in the wrong, of course he charges them. When they're in the right, Look at Steinmetz, for example, right? So,
Peter Steinmetz is a neuro researcher at Barrow's Neurological Institute. He's just had enough of government. He's a gunny guy and a crypto guy, and he's just he wants to get some. So he went with an AR-15 to Sky Harbor International Airport, strapped on his back, and just went and got a Starbucks coffee, and planned on leaving. And he knew it was legal here in Arizona. It's legal, but they don't care. They're like, and it was because he got so abused by the TSA. And the point that he's just for his own mental health, because he's just one of these anti-authoritarian guys. He's a doctor, researcher, whatever, but he doesn't care. He's like, I am just so sick of this. But I know Peter, man. He's never going to – he got involved in the Bitcoin crypto. He was like the guy behind Morpheus, Thomas Costanzo, on his Bitcoin charges and so on. And so this – he's always, getting in some trouble. Hey, didn't he get some of his Bitcoin back?
I don't really know the full extent of all that. I mean, I haven't followed that part, so I don't know.
You know, this
I remember hearing about it, and I remember hearing when Costanza and all of them got, you know, tied
up.
Yeah,
Peter, he sent on a regular basis, every, you know, month or two, there's somebody he wants me to interview or somebody he wants me to talk to or a headline he wants me to see or something like that. And it's, you know, to serve whatever interest he has and everything. He's just that kind of guy. But he's, you know, anything he wants you to join and we're going and lock arms in and I'm like, no.
Hey, I'm going to have to roll. I got people staring at me. We got to go to Costco and get them stuff. We're heading down to the ASU Center early, you know.
All right, boom. Set up, so. Well, what time do you need me there? You care?
The thing starts at 4, so as long as you're there by 4, that's fine. Maybe a little earlier. Maybe 3:30 would be good.
I don't need to do – do you need me introducing some of the guys tonight?
Well, you're the MC, so you'll be introducing the
speakers. I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, I thought, you know, Mark's speaking, and it's Maj right after him, so you might want to do him.
Yeah, you're going to, like we did last time, remember how the MC did last year, where he introduced each speaker as they came up. So,
all right, I'll take care of it.
Give a little 30-second little pitch on each one of them. You know enough probably about each one of them to say something 30 seconds worth anyway.
30-minute what?
30 minutes. Yeah, we don't have that kind of time, Ernie.
All right, no,
so just introduce them really quick, and we're on
schedule.
Yeah,
sure.
We have to keep the trains running.
Trust me. That's one thing about the Freedom Summit. You know, people, the trains run on time. Yeah, we've been really good about that, so we'll do that. Hey, thanks, Mike. Good job on this year, man. I appreciate it.
See you tonight.
All right, buddy. Bye.